Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, within 24 hours, we're in Seneca for a second time, and this time, it's not on the gridiron, but it's on the hardwood as we bring you the Class 3A Substate Volleyball Tournament here at Nemaha Central High School on a busy fall Saturday across the Kansaland listening area. And good afternoon from Nemaha Central High School, joined by Jared Sleppy. I'm Brandon Tadman. Colin Fellkamp is in studio as we get you set for this Class 3A Substate Volleyball Tournament. Now, to start, we're going to be in the secondary gym, as the main gym will have the other half of this bracket, and that features the top team in 3A, the top seed in this field, Nemaha Central at 39-1. They open up their run to a state tournament against the 8 seed Bishop Ward. And the other match there, 4-5, it'll be Moore Hillmounts Academy taking on ACCHS, a couple of teams out of the Northeast Kansas League. Now here in the secondary gym, we get Hiawatha and Jeff West in our first matchup. Hiawatha the 2 seed, Jeff West is the 7 seed. That'll be followed by the 3-6 matchup with Royal Valley against Sabetha. The two winners will face off in a semifinal. We'll pack it up, move it over to the main gym for the championship match later on today, with the winner of this tournament heading to Hutchinson next weekend for the Class 3A state tournament. Jared, it's great to have you alongside back in Seneca once again, and we've seen quite a few of these teams who are participating in this tournament field today, and should be a lot of fun. Big 7 was very competitive this year when it came to volleyball.
It certainly was. And taking a look at this bracket here once again, I mean, I think of Nemaha Central. I mean, there's hardly any scenarios where I don't see Nemaha Central getting to the championship. But on this side, there are some things that could happen. Sabetha is a very interesting team as the 6th seed. They have played at a high level multiple times this season, have competed with some of the top teams in the league, so they can get an upset if they need to. We'll see if they can.
Yeah, and the one team on this side of the bracket that we're going to see as well here in a little bit is Royal Valley, and mentioning Nemaha Central, their record at 39-1. Who was their one loss? To Royal Valley. And Hiawatha's played them close as well, who finished second place in the Big 7 this year. So Nemaha Central, the clear-cut favorite, we know that. They've been the top team in 3A all year in the KVA rankings, the best record by far in Class 3A, but once you get to these kind of tournaments at the end of the year, you just never know. Some things can happen. And again, one team's going to walk out of this 18 field victorious as tournament champions and punch their ticket to Hutchinson next week. Again, it's Jefferson West and Hiawatha coming up here in just a moment as we are announcing the non-starters for both teams. So a little bit of a later start here.
Yeah, kind of just talking about this Hiawatha team. This is a team that, I mean, as much as Sabetha can play up to their competition, Hiawatha has sometimes played down to their competition at multiple times this season as well. They have lost to Sabetha. I mean, at the same time, though, if we do see possibly Hiawatha and Nemaha Central collide in a championship, as of right now, Nemaha Central is 2-0 against Hiawatha. So, I mean, could see that possibly as a collision course, but again, don't be surprised if Sabetha possibly not only gets one upset, maybe two upsets today.
Yeah, they'll have to get by Royal Valley in the first matchup. That'll be our second matchup here after Jefferson West and Hiawatha. Again, they're announcing the starters and non-starters going through both teams, so still a minute or two before we get this first matchup started. Again, appreciate Colin's hard work. If you missed it last night, I was here in Seneca for the Nemaha Central Sabetha football game. We had it here for you on KNZA and also on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. Sabetha in the first half looked very strong, had a big defensive stop, and actually led Nemaha Central 7-0 going into the halftime break. But Nemaha Central's first three possessions in the third quarter, going into the fourth quarter, should say second half in general, went for touchdowns, all for two-point conversions. And now we get set for the first week of the football playoffs, which will come next week. We do got a story up. All the brackets have been posted for the football playoffs for next week. And it's going to be a lot of fun as we'll kind of dissect what we're going to do next week for our broadcast schedule. Of course, we'll have multiple teams in volleyball state tournaments next week, determining a few factors here today with sub-state tournaments. And then, of course, the first round of the playoffs in football next week as well. But again, last night it was Nemaha Central getting that win over Sabetha, winning the district. They won the Big 7 league title outright. Now they get a home game against Pleasant Ridge next week in the first round of the playoffs. And Sabetha finishing runner-up. They're going to have a tough draw in round one. They'll get ACCHS, who finished third in their district. Honestly, kind of looking through it real quick, Jared, I don't know how much you've really kind of looked at these brackets, had a chance to kind of glance at them a little bit. A lot of area teams certainly can make runs. Centralia in 1A. Troy's another team that can make a run in 1A. Axtell, 8-man D2, you've seen them. The defending state champs, 21 straight wins. Holton is another team in 3A. Mentioned Nemaha Central here in 2A. So we got a lot of teams who can make some runs. Two state championships in football and some interesting matchups here. And I think the one intriguing one next week for the first round is going to be Sabetha against ACCHS.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that one's probably going to be the closest game of the day. But kind of going back to what you're saying about Centralia, I mean, the first two games, I mean, on paper, they are probably going to win those games, again, just on paper. But then they'll have to run into Opie in that second weekend in November. So that's going to be a very difficult matchup for a Centralia offense that has kind of struggled a little bit this season. They haven't been able to put up those explosive plays and get those large numbers that we see from some of those top teams in the state. So we'll see how that one goes. That one should be really interesting. But talking about Axtell, I mean, is there anybody in the state that can knock that team off? I mean, they're so electric in every facet, even on defense as well. Just as good as they are on offense, they're just as good on the defensive side of the ball. One team also, Clifton Clyde, besides that extra loss, I mean, you kind of put that one aside. I mean, they have been virtually untouchable in 8-man D1. Watch out for them to go in a deep run. And then, of course, I always like to mention my Wetmore Cardinals at 6-man. They're always a fun team, as they'll have to probably collide with Cunningham possibly in just a couple weeks. Now we have our national anthem, so we'll go and send it to a commercial break.
Yeah, we'll send us into a quick break. We're back for the start of this match here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, and discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
It may be old-fashioned to say, but you never go wrong by putting money in the bank. According to DataTrack, Denison State Bank consistently pays among the highest yields in the area on deposited funds. To find out our most current rates, visit dsbks.com.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, welcome back here to Nemaha Central High School. We're in the secondary gymnasium for our first three matches of the four we'll be broadcasting here at the 3A Substate Volleyball Tournament. Brandon Tamman, Colin Feldkamp in studio, Jared Sleppy with me, as well as we bring you this Substate Volleyball Tournament. And as we mentioned prior to the timeout there, football brackets are out for the state playoffs that begin next week. You can find those all on our website at mscsports.net. But today is dedicated to the volleyball teams across our area, as we're going to find some teams punching tickets to state tournaments next weekend across the great state of Kansas. And again, our first matchup here, it's going to be Hiawatha and Jefferson West. The Redhawks, the two seed in this field, a 26-8 overall record. They finished second in the Big Seven this year behind Nemaha Central. You get a Jeff West team, the seven seed, who comes in with a record of 9-24. So we are about set to go. Both teams are on the floor. We are up in the bleachers here. The Redhawks will be on our right. Jeff West will be on our left. Both teams rocking all black uniforms here in this one. The only difference is Hiawatha has white numerals trimmed out in red, and Jeff West, they have red numerals in lettering, but they are trimmed out in white. Both teams, libero, rocking red jerseys as well. So we are ready to go. For the first of four matches today, we are going to determine who's heading off to Hutchinson next week to the 3A state tournament. Again, Jeff West and Hiawatha first. It's followed by Royal Valley against Sabetha. And then the two winners will meet in a semifinal before the championship later on tonight. So here we go. Jeff West will serve. This is Sydney Thompson, the 5'8 junior, sends it across from left to right. And just like that, a service error. And the Red Hawks take the early 1-0 lead.
Maybe some jitters to start this. Let's start this play for Jeff West, and that's the way you want to start.
All right, so now the Red Hawks get their first serve. Jefferson West on the attack, third hit, pushing it on over. Now the Red Hawks setting it up front. They set it up for Elfner, middle of the floor, and she spikes it home. Abby Elfner, one of our athletes of the week during the fall. They set her up middle of the floor, and she puts it down, 2-0, Hiawatha.
Yeah, this team is just so much better when she's on the court. She is a marquee factor, and if they're going to want to get that spot in the state tournament, she's going to have to get going.
6'1 junior Abby Elfner. Jeff West here on the attack, trailing 2-0 here in the early portions of set number one. They set it up for Elfner again. This time it's dug up nicely on the back line by Tuck for Jeff West, and they're able to keep it alive. Red Hawks here pushing again. They set it up, tapped over, nobody there. Beautiful finish. It's Maddie Simmons, the 5'6 sophomore, earning that point. 3-0, Hiawatha.
Tremendous misdirection. Of course, everyone looking at Elfner as she kind of jumped up, looked like she might go middle, but instead going to Simmons. Puts them where they ain't.
Fixing the scoreboard, showing 2-1, but it's 3-0 Red Hawks here in the early going. It's Sutton Diller, the 5'6 senior to serve for Hiawatha. She'll send it across. Jeff West with Tuck on the back line, pushing it to the front, sending it across with Scott. Now the Red Hawks set it up here near side again, but a good defensive stop up front by the Tigers. Just not being able to get much going at the front of the net. They're just having to desperately get their third try over, and once again they do it. But a good rally between both teams here. Now Hiawatha sets it up for Elfner, and her spike is dug up on the back line again. Tucked to the middle and then sent on over. So the Red Hawks set it up. Elfner again. It's spiked and out of play, but the Red Hawks get it this time. And a 4-0 start for Hiawatha.
It's not just the kills for Elfner, but also if they're able to make a defensive play and keep it alive, put them behind the eight ball, sending free balls over, giving Hiawatha more opportunity.
The libero on the back line is Olivia Scott for Jefferson West, and now one is sent long by the Tigers, and another point here for the Red Hawks. 5-0 is their start, and we get our first timeout here of the match. So go ahead and keep it right here. First set, 5-0 in favor of the Red Hawks, and just kind of seeing the early flow of this game, we saw that fourth point, a good rally between both teams. Ultimately, the Red Hawks would get it on a long hit out of play by Jeff West. But the one thing you're seeing from Jeff West is they're not really getting much set up at the front of the nets. They're getting two hits, and then it's kind of either in the back line or still in the middle, and they just have to get that third one over. They're not really getting anything set up for them. Hiawatha's been the exact opposite. They're getting the dig, they're getting the set, and they're getting a spike attempt. And you can just see two teams that are kind of on different wavelengths right now.
Yeah, it's like I was saying with Elfner, her third shot, even if it's not landing down for a kill, it's putting them up near the back line and not able to really get that second shot close to the net and set up opportunities for Jeff West, or kind of having to scramble, as you mentioned, and just send him over.
So out of the timeout, the 5-0 start here for the two-seed Hiawatha. Backline libero again, Olivia Scott trying to keep it in play. Another third hit over for Jeff West. Elfner gets it back, pushed over. Good defense here by Jeff West. Now Elfner again gets a spike, and she kills it home. 6-0 Hiawatha here in the first set, looking splendid here as, again, a team trying to make their way through this bracket into the championship later on tonight.
Good awareness by Simmons to quickly hit that ball back as it came back to her.
Sutton Diller with the serve. Tigers trying to find some momentum. They set it up for Scott, and a diving save by the libero on the back line, and somehow the Red Hawks are able to get it over. Beautiful save on the back line by Bryn Williams. Spike attempt batted in the air. It's on the side for Jeff West. They got a third shot. They spike it on over, but it's too long. How about the defense that time by the libero, Bryn Williams, on the back line for Hiawatha?
That was crucial. I mean, that was Jeff West's best point. Still weren't able to get the point.
Sutton Diller with the serve continues, and it's going to be an ace. So it deflects off the libero, Olivia Scott, on the back line and goes out of play, but it's an ace, and now an 8-0 start here for Hiawatha. And they continue their dominant start. Sutton Diller's going to serve. Scott this time with a good dig. They want to set it up here for Scott, and she's long again. So we've seen a couple of times for Jefferson West. They've been able to set up a couple here in the last few runs, but they've just had a few go long and unable to keep it in play right now. And now this is potentially another ace. It won't be because it hits off a second player, but another run there for Hiawatha. Now it's 10-0.
The Red Hawks have just been dialed in so far in this match.
Sutton Diller continues to serve, and this time she goes long. And the first point for Jefferson West, and it stops the bleeding. It's 10-1. A couple of subs in for the Tigers.
Yeah,
Addison Schwinn comes in.
I don't mind being aggressive on that serve there. You know, you're up 10 points. Might as well try to put one on the back line, try to force another error. Now you're only up by nine. Chance for Jefferson West to get something going if they can just try to build some of their own momentum.
We know it's certainly ebbs and flows in this game, and we can certainly build momentum pretty quick with a few straight points. Good defense here by Jefferson West, but Hiawatha still earns the point. Simmons spike deflected and then goes out of play. Now 11-1, Hiawatha. This time it's going to be Josie Delaney to serve, the 5'4 senior. A lot of seniors on this roster for Hiawatha. And a good start here in the first set, 11-1 their lead over Jefferson West. Tigers set it up, and there's going to be a point. They set it up for Addison Schwinn, and the 5'9 freshman puts it down, makes it 11-2. The Tigers find a little bit of momentum here in the last couple of runs. Schwinn is out. And Croninger is in on the front line for Jeff West. Libero Scott to serve for the Tigers. She'll send it across. Good dig on the back line here for Hiawatha. A back hit to Elfner. Good dig by Jeff West on the back line. They set it up front, tapped on over, but the Redhawks are ready for it. Battle at the front of the net. Redhawks still get it. Now they set it up near side. Another good deflection here by the Jeff West front. Hiawatha top of the net, and they can't get the point. So that time, Simmons just up against the net, couldn't get it back over. And now three of the last four scored here by Jeff West, but still down 11-3. Finding a little bit of momentum as Scott is set to serve here for the Tigers. She'll send it across, back line hit in the air by Sutton Diller. Now Elfner with the spike, but she sends it long. Taps the chest and says, my bad. Now 11-4. Jeff West kind of creeping back into it a little bit. So another chance here for Olivia Scott to serve. Leaves the feet, sends it across from left to right. Redhawks kind of awkward with their two hits, but they have to get it over. Jeff West wants to set it up front of the net. Tapped over with two hands, but the Redhawks have it. Back line for Bryn Williams, and then this spike attempt is long, and now some errors here on the part for Hiawatha, allowing Jeff West to crawl back into it, down now just 11-5. Jeff West, after getting down 10-0, scored 5 of the last 6. Make it 6 of the last 7.
Some great serves by Scott. Just not giving Hiawatha any opportunities to set something up.
Libero Olivia Scott, a big part of this run by the Tigers. Another good serve across. Redhawks have it. Second hit. Elfner front. Block. Tips in the air. Redhawks still keep it alive and somehow get it back to the side of Jeff West. There's the set, and Croninger goes up against the net. And Hiawatha getting a point back. 12-6 now their lead, and that stops a run of 5 straight for the Tigers. Now it's Abby Elfner to go back and serve here for the Redhawks, the 6'1 junior. The officials huddled up here currently.
Yeah, the two meetings between these two teams, first one was kind of a blowout. And that one was in Hiawatha, 25-14, 25-19. Second one was a little bit closer, 25-22, 25-14. And now it looks like they've changed the reverse on the call. It's now going to be Jefferson West getting the point.
So not sure, again, what they changed, but Jefferson West with a little bit of a celebration there. Now I'm waiting to see.
Maybe it was Elfner possibly hitting the net or something along those lines.
Take that one off, so it's going to be 11-7. If they get a point there, correct? Or
yes.
No point at all?
It should be. Unless they just said it was a jump.
Well, it's showing 11-6. We'll go with that for now. We're back to a rally here. The Redhawks have it. After the change there, Elfner spike, and she'll get that point right back.
Yeah.
So now 12-6 Redhawks.
So apparently that last play was not a point for Jefferson West. That was just, they called it a thumbs-up jump ball, so they redid the point. And so now we are at 12-6, Hiawatha lead and a serve.
All right, Elfner sends it across. Scott back line for Jeff West. They set it up middle of the floor. Elfner on the back line with a beautiful dig, but then it gets caught in the ceiling, and then miscommunication on the back line. It falls down. Tigers get that point, now trailing 12-7. We've talked about it all year throughout our broadcast, how they play in these gyms with these low ceilings. and then it kind of gets caught up in the rafters, and it can cause some problems. That time it did for the back line of Hiawatha. Here's the set and the spike, and it's too long for the Redhawks. Miss it by Simmons again, and it's now 12-8.
We've also kind of talked about sometimes you try to, you know, go and hit those on purpose and kind of mess things up.
Exactly. Well, they gave the points. Well, I guess it was in. I take that back. 13-7. My apologies for the Redhawks. Did get that point. I was looking at the wrong lines drawn on the court on the back line. So 13-7, Hiawatha here in the first set. They have it set middle of the floor, and I think it was deflected. And they're not, so the officials are going to say it was not deflected by Jeff West, and clearly it was.
Yeah, that was the miscall that time.
So a battle on the front lines, although it should have been a point there. For Hiawatha, they give it to Jeff West, and a break there for the Tigers, now trailing 13-8 with the serve. Hallie Tuck, the 5'3 junior, to serve, and she'll send it across. Middle of the floor, they push it near side, set, spike this time, they get the right call, it's deflected, and Sutton Diller puts it down. 14-8, Hiawatha. It's win and move on, and lose your season is done time here. Substate volleyball is underway this afternoon across the area. We'll try to keep an eye on some of the other area tournaments as we cruise along here from Seneca this afternoon. Good rally between both teams. Now it's caught on the net. And I think they're going to say Hiawatha was up against the net. And we've seen a couple of interesting calls by the... Is it called the official? Is it called the umpire? Is it called... A person who knows the rules, and now I don't know. So now we've seen a couple interesting calls here. And now they change this call and give it to the Redhawks. Now the scorekeeper's having some fun just putting a mark down and then having to take it off real quick. The score is showing 14-9, but I think it should be 15-8. Here's a point for Jefferson West.
I think it was just like that previous play, not giving anyone the point, redoing it.
Okay.
And that time, Redhawks just up against the net.
So it's 14-9. I think we're double-checking the score here.
Unless Hiawatha was awarded that last point.
They were. 15-10 is what one of the officials just said.
It's a real confusing first set here.
Well, my score sheet's looking a little confused right now, but
it was 11.
The idea.
It was 11-1 at one point earlier in this set, and now it's 15-10. What a job by the Tigers to rally back here.
Yeah, they've been very good here since getting down 10-0. And now it's certainly still a match here in the first set. Good defense by Jeff West, but Hiawatha still battling at the net, and they kept it alive. The Tigers have to try again to earn this point. Slapped across by Becker. Hiawatha wants to set it up. There's Diller the spike and Diller the kill. Sutton Diller again. A couple times here in the last few minutes. She's made a big impact up front.
And so is Addison Schwinn for Jeff West. She had two blocks on that play, but good job by Hiawatha to keep those plays alive and get the kill.
16-10 is our score in the first set. Hiawatha with the lead over Jefferson West. Third try, Jeff West having to get it across. Now Hiawatha sets it up for Elfner at the front of the net, and she puts it down. Back left corner, nobody was there. And it's now a touchdown lead at 17-10 for Hiawatha. So a couple big points here for the Redhawks, getting a little bit of that separation back, and now we're inching closer to the end of this first set. This is crunch time here for Jeff West, and that's going to be an ace right out the gate. That's Reschke. Makes it 18-10. As Hiawatha continues to serve. Annika Reschke, and now the ball just dribbles across the net and somehow stayed home, but the Tigers have it back. They push it to the front of the net. There's the set. There's the spike and the point for Jeff West. It's Addison Schwinn. That one did look to be deflected by the Redhawks up front. So it's now 18-11, Hiawatha. Jeff West now to serve with Sydney Thompson. sends it across. Here is Hiawatha on the attack. There's the set. There's the spike. Deflected. Scott on the back line. Keeps it alive for Jeff West. Now a spike attempt for the Tigers is won by Jeff West. It's Ainsley Scott, a sophomore, earning that point for Jeff West. It's now 18-12.
And kind of just going back to what was the recent bookings were able to get the runs. Good serves. Beginning of the set, Hiawatha was making some great serves. They're getting some points. They're getting some good setups. Same with Jefferson West. They got some really good serves from Scott, the libero, and they were able to rally all the way back.
All right, Thompson continues to serve. Hiawatha getting it to the front of the net. There's the set and the push attempt on a third try, but the Tigers are ready for it on the back line. Another set and spike attempt, and it's way too long. A miss hit by Ainsley Scott. Point for the Redhawks makes it 19-12. Hiawatha back to serve here with Sutton Diller trying to close out this first set in this first round of the sub-state tournament here in Seneca. This is the 2-7 matchup. Jeff West, 0 points. Miscommunication on the front line for the Redhawks makes it 19-13. Tigers are set to serve. A sub is in for Jefferson West. It is Reese Brown now on the front lines for the Tigers, as it's now Kendall Mayer who's back to serve here for Jefferson West. Swings through with the left hand. For the front of the net, Elfner, they set her up, and she kills it home. Elfner makes it 20-13 in favor of the Redhawks, as Hannah Twombly's going to come in here for Hiawatha, set up on the front line, as Delaney will serve. Scott on the back line with the dig. Third try, middle of the floor, pushed over by Jeff West. They want a backline spike attempt by Twombly, but Jeff West able to get this one set up, and then a miss hit on the spike there by Scott. He's had a couple miss hits here in the last few minutes, makes it 21-13, Hiawatha. So crunch time now here for Jeff West. They need a run, as it's Hiawatha closing in on a set one victory. They have it here, their side of the floor. They set it up for Elfner on the spike. Good dig, this time by Sydney Thompson to keep it alive. They push it over on a third set. They want to set it up near side. Hiawatha for the kill. Scott with the dig for Jeff West. Tigers now just swing it on over. Now they set it up for Elfner again. Spike is blocked. And the point here for the Redhawks. And it's good defense up front, as it's now 22-13. And I think we get a timeout on the floor.
Yeah, Reese Brown, the 5'9 junior, she got a hand on it, but a little bit too far away from the net. Just trickled right back down to the Tiger side.
All right, 22-13. Hiawatha here, set one. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back for more here in a moment on KNCA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
KNZA.
Colin in studio, Brandon and Jared with you here in Seneca. It's our first match of the day, the 3A Substate Volleyball Tournament. And right now, Hiawatha in the first set, leading Jeff West 22-13. This was a match where Hiawatha scored the first 10. They led 11-1, and then Jeff West went on a big run, got back to within 4 on a couple occasions. That was as close as they have got since the jump. Hiawatha's been able to kind of react to the rally and keep themselves at arm's length for now. There's still time for a run for Jeff West, but the Redhawks just 3 away from closing out this first set. Out of the timeout, Delaney to serve, sends it across from right to left. Jeff West sets it up front of the net. There's the spike attempt and a beautiful dig by the libero on the back line. Bryn Williams to keep it alive for Hiawatha. Now the Tigers will go back to the attack. There's the set and there's the spike. Point this time, they earn it, as it's Reese Brown. He put this one down, makes it 22-14. Jeff West, if you want to come back, this is the time and this is the run you need to start with there. The nice kill and finish by Brown. Olivia Scott to serve here for Jeff West. Leaves the feet, sends it across. Backside for Elfner, and it's tipped in the air. Elfner gets it back, and this time she'll set it up. It's just one of those unfortunate deflections You set up a girl that's listed at 6-1 right at the front of the net. She puts it down.
Yeah, the first setup wasn't that great. It was a little bit too far behind her, but then just sending it right back to her, got a second try at it.
All right, 23-14. Hiawatha inching closer here, and there's... They're going to say that's long. Boy, that looked in for me.
It was long, I think they were just kind of determined whether it was tipped or not.
That's true. Okay, so now it's set point here for Hiawatha. Now really trying to put this one away. Backline Elfner here for the Red Hawks. They get it to the front. There's the set. There's the spike, but it's too long. Miss hit by Simmons, so Jeff West living to fight another rally down 24-15.
It's kind of confusing because you have those two lines there. One's a kind of a darker shade of gray. One's a lighter shade of gray.
Not going to lie. I was all for the first 5 or 6 points, I was looking at the one that was in and not the right length. That kind of confused me for a minute, but we know exactly where the lines are. And there's one that's hit across and a finish by Reschke. And the Redhawks are going to take the first set here, 25-15. So after Jeff West made a nice rally, Hiawatha ends up pulling out the first set. Again, 25-15, the Redhawks. Take set one over Jefferson West. We'll step aside for 2 minutes. We'll come back. Set number two is coming your way here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Whether you got to prepay for some seed or chemical or whatever, it's great to start thinking about that right now.
That's Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
When you're working with the Farmers State Bank, you're working with somebody who's in the same line of business. That is one thing that our customers like about the Farmers State Bank.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, our first set is in the books. Hiawatha beating Jeff West 25-15 as we get set for set two between the Redhawks and the Tigers. The other matchup going on in the first round in the main gym is the top seed Nemaha Central Thunder and Bishop Ward, the 8 seed. So again, our matchups here in the secondary gym featuring Hiawatha, Jeff West. It's followed by Royal Valley against Sabetha. Two winners after that will meet in a semifinal. And then we'll move on over to the main gym for the championship as it's Nemaha Central, Bishop Ward, and then a couple of Northeast Kansas League teams in the 4-5 matchup featuring Moore Hillmouth Academy and ACCHS.
And reminder, this is a single elimination tournament.
That is right.
Not a double elimination tournament.
That would make our day twice as long if it was a double elimination.
That was North Dakota. They like to do their double elim tournament.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Even during these, like the sub-state, they like to do double elimination.
Well, it's hard to believe we're winding down the home stretch of the fall sports season. And lo and behold, we're going to blink an eye. And soon enough, we're going to be talking about basketball and wrestling.
Yeah.
But it's certainly a great time of the year. The weather's absolutely perfect today. Outside, unfortunately, we're not enjoying that because we're inside, but enjoying some of the best volleyball in Class 3A here today.
You're telling me this roof doesn't open up?
That would. If it did, I'm sure the Yankees manager would complain about
it.
Oh,
good one.
There we go.
That was fantastic.
And out of the break, it's the start of set two, and Hiawatha gets an ace here. We take the 1-0 early lead and get the reference from the Major League Baseball playoffs with the Astros and the Yankees playing on one half of the championship series. And here's a point for Jeff West. Nice kill. Middle of the net by Addison Schwinn. Makes it 1-1. Jeff West now needing this set to force a third. Hiawatha looking for the sweep to move on to the next round. Hiawatha has it. They set it up backside for Elfner. Taps it across. Good dig here by Jeff West. Now a battle at the net, and it's won by the Tigers in Abby Elfner. Correction, the Redhawks here winning that one at the net with Abby Elfner. Makes it 2-1 Hiawatha.
She's in that length, getting another block. It's just something that she does so well up front.
Now back to serve, Josie Delaney here for Hiawatha. All these teams looking potentially up at Nemaha Central. Another ace here for Delaney, makes it 3-1. And Hiawatha scored the first 10 in the first set, but Jeff West came clawing back and got themselves back to within 4 on a couple occasions, but just unable to pull it out from there. It was 25-15, Hiawatha in the first set. Tigers have it on the back line. Push it middle of the floor. Now to the front of the net. Spike attempt deflected and out of play. Tigers get the point. Kill there for Ainsley Scott. Makes it 3-2.
It's a good job by the Redhawks to scramble. That's something they have done very well so far today, keeping plays alive even when Jefferson West put some nice kills on some balls down the middle. It's just being able to keep the play alive.
Kendall Mayer in for the Tigers. She'll go back to serve. 3-2 Hiawatha here in set two. Redhawks won the first set 25-15. Sent across by Mayer. Now it's at the front of the net. Redhawks pushing it over. Tigers on the back line, near side. Spike attempt is long. And a missed hit here by Scott. And a double up lead now for Hiawatha. Makes it 4-2. Abby Elfner, the 6'1 junior, back to serve. And a hefty one sends it across. And just on a third try, middle of the floor, Jeff West has to send it on over. They set it up front of the net. Redhawks tipped in the air. Double hits. Redhawks get the point. This time it's Simmons, a sophomore, who helps earn that point there for the Redhawks. Makes it 5-2.
And one thing about Elfner's length, too, is when she serves it, she has more of an ability to get it on the line instead of having to put that arch on it.
Yeah, you see it. It's a straight line drive when she serves it. And credit the back line for Jeff West being able to handle those last couple of serves. And now at the back line, Redhawks on a third hit, just has to creep it back over. They do. Tigers front of the net. There's a spike attempt, but it's out. It was missed hit by Schwinn. She had a chance there in the back corner, but just missed it. Makes it 6-2, Hiawatha.
Yeah, Jefferson West, you got to capitalize on that mistake early on to that point.
Another hard serve there by Elfner, but dug out nicely by Olivia Scott, the libero, and another missed hit here by Schwinn gives Hiawatha a 7-2 lead, and I think we're going to get a timeout. We do. So Jeff West will burn one here down 7-2 in set number two. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Back for more right after this.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, Hiawatha here in set number two, a 7-2 lead over Jefferson West. Colin, Brandon, Jared, all part of the broadcast here today. Officials getting something lined up as ready to go out of this timeout. Jeff West needing this second set to force a third and try to keep their season alive. Hiawatha won the first set 25-15. Out of the serve, it's Elfner continues to serve. Backline Scott for Jeff West with the dig. They get it to the front of the net. Spike attempt deflected in the air, and I think they say Jeff West up against the net as it was Reese Brown going for the spike. She commits the violation, makes it 8-2. And if you're Jeff West, you got to get Elfner off the serve here because it's just so difficult to deal with.
Wow.
And just somehow Jeff West is able to save that one and get it across. So Redhawks will earn it again. It's tipped in the air across the net. And Brown able to punch this one over. Redhawks on the back of the line. Elfner front left. Slapped on over. Good defense back line here by Jeff West and Sidney Thompson. Brown sends it across. Now the Redhawks having to scramble and pushing it over nicely is Reschke. Good rally between the two teams. Tapped over. Redhawks have it. Front of the net. Near side. It's Simmons the spike. It's dug up by Thompson. It's in the air off the rafters and able to get it across is Jefferson West. Simmons again on the spike. Pushing it up against the net. And the Tigers finally earn that point. So a long rally there and a much-needed point there for the Tigers. Makes it 8-3.
And Elfner now on the bench. I mean, it's good for Jefferson West to get her on the bench. But, I mean, talk about just top-level play by both teams. The serve coming at that speed. Jeff West being able to return it and getting such a great rally.
Much-needed, but down still 8-3. It's Scott the libero to serve. Here's a third try. Sutton Biller sends it across but hits the net. I beg your pardon. Doesn't quite get it over. And it's now 8-4, back-to-back points here for Jefferson West. Here in set number two, they need this set to keep their season alive. And there's a miss hit by Scott. The service error makes it 9-4. Hiawatha getting the serve right back.
Yeah, and a rare mistake by the junior who served so well in that first set.
But now it's going to be Simmons to serve for Hiawatha. Tigers get it to the front of the net. They set it up for Croninger. This time the Redhawks are there. Diller with the spike, and Sutton Diller earning that point. Deflected by the front line defense for the Tigers, and out of play makes it 10-4. Now back-to-back points by the Redhawks, extending this lead back to 6. Simmons will serve, sends it across. Jeff West pushing it to the front of the net. They set it up near side. Spike attempt is blasted home, and a finish there by Ainsley Scott makes it 10-5. Now sub back in. It's going to be Riley White, a senior to serve here for Jefferson West. As Scott, who just earned the kill, will take a quick breather. So White serves it, and it's too long. So coming in off the bench. And a quick service error makes it 11-5. Hiawatha with the lead and the serve back. It's going to be Twombly to serve, and she'll send it across. Jefferson West ready for this one. Tapped over in a diving effort. Battle at the net. It's going to be won by Jeff West. Nicely done this time by the Tigers up front. Sydney Thompson a part of that. Makes it 11-6. So Hiawatha's been able to kind of keep it within range. A little arm's length lead, but Jeff West not really going anywhere yet in the second set.
It was a real nice try by Diller, just unable to get it to one of her teammates.
Here's Hallie Tuck to serve for Jeff West. Back line ready for it. They get it to the front of the net. Sutton Diller, another spike attempt. Scott gets it in the air, and another violation committed here by the Tigers up against the net. Redhawks getting the point back. It's 12-6. And Elfner is back in off the bench on the front line for Hiawatha. Reschke to serve. Scott the libero, back line. Jeff West gets it to the front of the net. There's the spike attempt and rattles up against the rafters and finally down. Kill shot by Lainey Becker this time. Big point there for the Tigers. Makes it 12-7. They get the serve right back.
Surprised that the Redhawks don't get any pinball points for hitting the rafters 3 times.
I'm telling you, I've told you this all season, that teams need to learn to try to hit it up there. Let it pinball around and make it a little bit more difficult. Elfner the kill right back as she comes off the bench, and right on cue, they set her up middle of the floor. That's about as picture perfect of a spot that you could set her up. She puts it home, makes it 13-7. So we alternate now the last 7 points between these two teams. It's 13-7. Jeff West here with Scott back line. Third hit has to get it over. Elfner with the dig. They set it up for Elfner again in the spike, and she keeps it in. Back-to-back kills for Abby Elfner. Makes it 14-7. Royal Valley and Sabetha coming up next. Our second matchup. This side of the bracket. Oh, and it's going to hit a couple times off the rafters, but somehow Jeff West able to keep it alive and push it across. Near side set. Spike attempt by Simmons. Deflected in the air. Another diving effort on the back line. Good effort there by Hallie Tuck for Jeff West, but just unable to get it back over. Redhawks get the point. Now 3 straight for them. Makes it 15-7. Diller to send it across. Diving save there by Scott to avoid the ace. Now the Redhawks have it on the attack. Front left. Spike attempt into the net. And the point here for Jeff West makes it 15-8. Stops a three-point run by the Redhawks, and the Tigers get the serve back. Tigers also a sub. It's going to be Ainsley Scott checks in for Riley White on the front line. Thompson back to serve. 15-8, Hiawatha here in the second set. Trying to sweep it and move on to the semifinals. Here's Scott for Jeff West to the front, pushed across by Becker. Now they set up Elfner again, right in the front middle. And she puts it home. It was tough to see, but she kept it inside the line, makes it 16-8.
Haven't seen much of Elfner here in the second set. Good time for her to come in and try to seal the deal here in set number two.
So the Redhawks with the 16-8 set two lead. It is Josie Delaney back to serve here for Hiawatha. Jeff West again needs a rally, need to put something together to keep their season alive. Here's Becker, front of the net. They push it across. This is Scott with the kill, and Scott puts it down. Becker to Scott, and this time it was Ainsley Scott, makes it 16-9, Hiawatha. Tigers get the serve back as they do a little bit of a line change here. Kendall Mayer is in, back to serve. As Addison Schwinn is also in as well on the front line for Jeff West. Redhawks have it. They set it up for Elfner, taps it across, but she left it short and put it into the net, and the Tigers get that point, 16-10. They trail by six here in the second set. Kendall Mayer serves it up again. Redhawks are ready for this one. Middle of the floor at Delaney. Now slapped on over by the libero. And that was Bryn Williams, and she keeps it alive. Near side, Simmons a kill, and I think up against the net here is Jeff West. We've seen that called multiple times here in the second set. So Hiawatha getting that point. They're up 17-10 with Elfner back to serve. And it's going to be an ace. That might have been long if the back line let it go. It would have been just tough to tell. But the ace there by Elfner makes it 18-10. Jeff West now in danger of their season coming to an end here in the first round. Hiawatha on the attack here. It is Delaney. They set it up. The spike deflected, and it didn't matter. Simmons put it down. 19-10, and we get a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. 19-10, Hiawatha. Here in set number two, they beat Jeff West in the first set, 25-15. They're on pace here to take set number two and move on to the next round. As again, our next matchup will be Royal Valley against Sabetha here at this sub-state volleyball tournament.
Yeah, you talk about this Jefferson West team. They haven't really been making too many mistakes. They're just kind of being able to stay alive. But Hiawatha so far, up nine, they've just been able to overpower with some of their kills up front.
You know, it's just a busy day. We got sub-state volleyball, of course, as going on right now. We also have regional cross-country meets across the area as well. High school football playoffs start next week. So, again, the fall sports seasons are winding down. We've already finished up golf. Last week was the state tournament in golf, so that's already done. Again, cross-country will have state meets next week as well, and there's another spike and kill by Simmons. And it's 20-10, Hiawatha. They're pulling away now, four straight for them. As Maggie Pierce is going to check in on the front line here for the Redhawks. Elfner with the serve, grazing the top of the net, but the Tigers keep it alive. Front of the net, pushed over by Scott. Redhawks up front, Delaney set, spike, deflected. And I think the point here is for the Redhawks, and it is. 21-10 is their lead. Elfner continues to serve. Jeff West has had some troubles with her serving. This time they're ready for it. There's the set and the spike, and it's too long by Ainsley Scott, and another free point or the Red Hawks make it six straight now for Hiawatha. They're extending this lead late, 22-10.
Yeah, one final score. Lynn advancing in the Class 1A D2 Substate Volleyball Bracket in Hanover. Our pick on the winner of Wakefield and Wetmore.
We'll continue on with some updates throughout the day as we're here in Seneca. All teams in action today. We should have a few teams punching tickets to state tournaments later on tonight. Of course, should have a local team here. Unless the 8-seed Bishop Ward is able to do something, but they got to go through Nemaha first. Tigers get a point here, makes it 22-11. Stops the run of six straight by Hiawatha. So back to serve, the libero here, Olivia Scott for Jefferson West. Down 22-11 here to Hiawatha in set two. There's a battle at the front of the net. Tigers have it. A deflected tip at the front of the net. Miss hit by Croninger. Makes it 23-11 in favor of Hiawatha. So closing in on match point. And it is Maddie Simmons to serve. Scott with the dig. Pushing to the front of the net. There's the set and spike. Red Hawks not a lot of heat on it. Now they set it up here. A set and a spike. And I think this one's too long. Miss hit by Sutton Diller. Makes it 23-12. Tigers get the serve back.
Just got to say something about the resilience and the tenacity of this Hiawatha team. Just being able to stay alive, scramble. When a play doesn't seem like it's going their way, when Jefferson West puts a good ball down, able to stay alive and keep the play going and possibly try to turn things around and get a point for themselves.
And they get another point here, does Jeff West, as the libero Bryn Williams tried to spike one, but it went into the net. Makes it 23-13. Long way to go here for Jeff West, but he's getting a little bit of momentum here. Far side with Pierce. Sends it across for Hiawatha. Now the Tigers have a chance. Now it's a battle at the front of the net. Tapped over. Jeff West has it. They send it across on a third hit. Near side, it's Sutton Diller. Taps it across. Front line for the Tigers. Ready for it. Well, there's a set and spike attempt, and it's going to be a point here for Jeff West as it's Reese Brown on the kill. And it's 23-14. Ainsley Scott back to serve. She'll send it across to the front of the net. It goes and sent across here by Maggie Pierce. The Tigers have it. There's the set and the spike. Bryn Williams there on the back line. Diller again on the spike. It's blocked in the air. Tigers keep it alive. Sent across by Brown. Now Hiawatha sets it up middle of the floor, and that one's in. It's Reschke with the kill. 24-14, and now Hiawatha has match point.
Kind of hit off the side of her hand, and that actually kind of benefited her. But kind of put some side spin on it, kind of sent it to where the Tigers weren't able to get to it.
Riley White checks in on the back line for the Tigers, but Hiawatha 1 point away from closing out this first matchup. There's the serve by Pierce. It's in the air. Tigers scrambling to push it over, and they get it across. Here's Hiawatha on the attack. Diller, and too long this time. Sutton Diller. But I think they're going to say a violation was committed by the Tigers, and that's going to do it. 25-14. Hiawatha earns the sweep over Jeff West. So there it is. The Tigers certainly battled multiple times in the first two sets. They got down 10-0 in the first set. They battled back, got to within four a couple of times. And they ultimately fall there, 25-15. And then here in the second set, they got down 8-2. Then battled back, got back to within 3-4 on a couple occasions late. But ultimately, Hiawatha had a nice run towards the end, and they pulled away 25-14. So again, Hiawatha wins it, 25-15 and 25-14. As Jefferson West, their season comes to an end with a record of 9-25. Hiawatha with the win, now 27-8. They await the winner of Royal Valley and Sabetha. All right, so one match is down. We'll send it back to the studio as Colin Fellkamp will take care of you here for a little bit. They're going 20 minutes between matches. So we'll come back just shy of 20 minutes from now and get you set for the second matchup. So we're cruising along now. Hiawatha wins it over Jefferson West, 25-15 and 25-14. With Royal Valley and Sabetha coming up here in about 20 minutes. Until then, back to the studios, and we're back in just a little bit here.